From the terminal at Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport in Highfull to the edge of the Ivory Coast in West Africa, it's nearly 6,000 miles. Beginning Thursday night, the distance from West Africa to the Ozarks is, in a way, much shorter. Africa in the Ozarks will be centered in Springdale for 3 days and bring dancing, drumming, storytelling, and an African market to us. A highlight will be a performances of The Tradition of the Mask at Art Center of the Ozarks Friday and Saturday nights, beginning at 7:30 each evening. The performance features drummers and dancers from around the country as well as local performers. Last week, two of those local contributors came to the Carver Center for Public Radio. Anita Schnee is a drummer, and Padma Viswanathan is a dancer involved with Africa in the Ozarks. Anita says the event, which has been staged before in Eureka Springs, all begins with drummer and dancer Angelo Yao, a native of the Ivory Coast and a veteran of that country's national ballet troupe.
So he has brought basically the production idea that he was schooled in there to here. So we very much follow that vision and the way to articulate it.
What will we see? What will we hear?
Well, it's being billed as a West African opera. So it is a story. It's loosely the story of the Zawli mask, which is a mask on whose presence being danced certain villages' welfare, the health and prosperity of its residents depend. The trouble is, the young man who's been chosen to wear the mask and to do the dance for the mask doesn't want to. And so here we have a central conflict, and so this is the drama that opens our story, but it's told not only in speech, but very much in drum and dance and action. So audiences will, the first thing they'll see is basically a big village party on stage with traditional dance and exquisite drumming by our drum corps.
And especially by the stars that Angelo has brought from really all over the country, from as far away as Nevada to Florida. These are people that Angelo danced with in Africa and who emigrated to the United States and are performers here. And so Angelo has assembled this absolutely stunning cast of real, real master drummers and dancers, and they will be the stars. And then we, who've been studying with Angelo, are kind of like the backup singers, you know, the pips.
the chorus in the opera, effectively, yes. Right? We're anonymous and thrilled to be up on stage with these people.
What attracted you to this?
Speaking for myself, I attended a performance at Walton Arts Center about 15 years ago of a Senegalese troupe, drum and dance troupe. And suddenly, this guy in the audience burst from his seat and ran up on stage, leapt on stage and started dancing. And I thought, who is that guy? And it turned out to be our leader, Angelo. That's a very common thing to do in Africa. If you can dance like that, people just run up on stage and join the company. But that was the first time that I saw him, and I had no idea that it would be so consequential that 15 years later we'd be putting together this really this great extravaganza. But before that, I'm originally from Detroit. And with the strong African-American population there, I just kind of grew up with Motown. So I took up drumming from that. And so that's kind of the through line for me.
Padma?
Well, it must have been electrifying to see. I wasn't in Fayetteville 15 years ago, but I would have loved to have witnessed that moment. So I've danced my whole life, but about 25 years ago when I was still living in Edmonton in Western Canada, one of my dance teachers brought for a full-day workshop a Ghanaian dancer. And I remember so clearly learning, it was really my first exposure to this form of dance. And it was electrifying in that way. I mean, it completely transformed my ideas on what dance was. And so for years after that, I spent a year in Europe as a young person. And every time I went to a new city, I would seek out the African dance companies there. And so became acquainted with other West African forms, including Senegalese and others. And then moved to Fayetteville 12 years ago and was honestly skeptical about Arkansas, as so many people are who don't know it, and saw Afrikaya, which is our company, doing a performance at the farmer's market. And I saw this and I thought, wow, maybe Arkansas can work after all. And so I joined the company then as a, I joined the group as a dancer, as a dance student, and then joined the company perhaps 7 or 8 years ago.
It's the same story with me. I came here from Detroit, and I thought I'd stay here 2 years, and then I'd be off to New York. But after 2 years, it's like, what was I thinking? I'm home. And the amazing thing is to find a person of Angelo's stature right here. It's just amazing. It's infectious. It really is. It's just joyful and so powerful. Speaking as a drummer, I mean, to have those big drums vibrating, you know, in that incredibly earthy way, it's just transformative, yeah. So I know other people can feel it, too, because you can see the audience when they come in. It's kind of like, what are we in for? And then by the end, it's really joyful.
Have you thought, this might be a silly question, and you mentioned that, you know, you were in Detroit, Hitsville, USA, in Motown. Have you thought at all, is there any similarity between West Africa and the Ozarks?
What a great question. I'm not really.
There didn't have to be.
I'm not really finding any. Maybe. Well, no. Now that I think of it, Kyle, the tradition of indigenous music here. Yeah, it's such a deep, strong strand of what keeps people together here. And yes, that would be similar. Geographically, I can't think of it. Culturally, other than that, I can't think of it. But yeah, the music, yes. And of course, you know, it's a long-standing debate among musicologists where the roots of the music come from. But since we were all born in Africa, it's clear that the music translates, and especially, of course, the blues.
I guess I would say also just in the sense that that this region has a signature kind of music, this identifiable music and dance also that you know, which I've also seen on the farmer's market on the square when you've seen clog dancing, and you know that it is so much a part of this place. I mean, West African, one of the things that Angelo teaches us often in class is the different versions of a particular dance. I mean, I speak as a dancer. I'm not a drummer. And, you know, Anita is representing the drummers here. But he'll often show us the versions of a particular dance that they do in Ivory Coast, that they do in Ghana, that they might do in Burkina Faso, in Senegal. And so you can see that there are variations on this, depending on the culture, depending on the physiognomy of the people in those places, but that these are dances that unite this region and that communicate across different cultures within the region.
Especially the drums. I mean, the drums are a language. That's a song and a language. And so can you imagine, in Ivory Coast alone, which is about the size of New Mexico, there are 60 different languages. And when Angelo brings his friends from Ivory Coast, they don't speak their language because they wouldn't understand each other. They speak the colonial French to each other. But the drums, everybody knows. The dance, through the common different accents that people bring to it, everybody knows. So that's another point about how this is a unifying sort of collaborative, communal binding together, you know, to hold people together that could be so conflict-ridden because of all the diversity there.
You know, the Ozark indigenous music relies a lot on the fiddle. But when we're talking about West Africa, we're talking about percussion, the drums. I don't know anybody. I don't think I know anybody who doesn't think percussion is great. Maybe I do. But what is it? I mean, you mentioned our common origins, but that goes back a ways. I mean, what is it in 2018 that makes us all relate to percussion so much?
I think it's easy. I think it's to do with the heartbeat, which we all have. And before we were born, being close to the mother's heartbeat like that. That just seems like a common thread through everybody's lives. But beyond that, it's a very mysterious thing, rhythm. Because, you know, you could think of it like math, which is just hilarious for me because I cannot add two and two. But if you have to be sensitive to divisions of time into units and then when you act and then when you're silent. So there's that, too, that it's, you know, you could kind of resonate with it and adapt your own internal rhythms to the rhythm that's being practiced. Something about that. You know, there's also a strong tradition of healing with the drums. You know, I really don't know much about that or can't really attest to it, but I know that it's out there. And I'm familiar with the work of a drummer in Kansas City who actively does that with Alzheimer's people. He's designed a big table drum, and people sit around it and play that. Of course, the Native American drum is, like, really crucial. There just is almost a universal love of it, as you so aptly point out. Yeah.
Dance have the same thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, as Anita was talking about the heartbeat, I mean, you know that I am in my other life, I'm a writer, and I think that what art often does is sort of take the most essential, most beautiful parts of what we live and sort of exaggerate and form them. And so in that way, as you were sitting there, Kyle, I was listening to the tires go past on the road behind you. You know, I said to Anita the other day that often it happens to me, especially when we're rehearsing really hard like we are now, I drop something in my kitchen and the clatter of it makes the sound of one of the rhythms that the drummers are doing right now. And that sequence starts to play in my head. You know, dance is also, it's a refinement of movements that our body wants naturally to do, depending on what kind of dance you do. And as I said, I've done many. So I feel like there's a reason that we all tell stories. There's a reason that every culture has its, you know, its fundamental percussion arts. Almost every culture, you know, as far as I know, has dance. You know, often it relates to storytelling. These are all essentializations of the things that can give us pleasure in daily life, right?
Yeah, and I would add to that, Padma, too, not only just pleasure and beauty, but it's what we're doing, I mean, explicitly in this performance is a way to hold a container for a certain amount of anger and a certain amount of conflict and a certain amount of suffering. But it's held and it's resolved, and I think that's part of the attraction, to get that kind of strong container for everything that we go through as human beings.
Anita Schnee will be a local participant in Africa in the Ozarks drumming, and Padma Viswanathan will be one of the dancers from here in the performances that are staged this weekend at the Art Center of the Ozarks. Africa in the Ozarks will begin Thursday from 5 to 7 with free drumming and an African market in the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History front lawn in downtown Springdale. The tradition of the mask performances will be Friday and Saturday nights at the Art Center of the Ozarks in downtown Springdale, beginning at 7:30 each night. Tickets and more information available at acozarks.org. And another drumming session, free and open to the public, will be Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon. That will be in Turnbow Park in downtown Springdale. This is Ozarks at Large.